President Barack Obama will make a speech on financial regulatory reform today in Illinois, the last stop on a two-day trip to discuss efforts to boost the economy in rural America. The speech comes after Republicans in the U.S. Senate yesterday blocked a procedural vote that would have allowed debate of a financial reform bill to open. Irene Lagan reports.
Obama will visit Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois on Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss his plans to boost job growth and support small businesses in rural communities, the latest steps in his effort to convince Americans he can ease their economic woes. Obama's last stop on the trip will be in Quincy, Illinois, where he will deliver remarks on Wall Street reform on Wednesday evening. With U.S. unemployment just below 10%, Americans are anxious about the country's finances, nudging Obama's approval ratings to 50% or below, and dimming his fellow Democrats' prospects in November's congressional elections. Yesterday, Republicans in the U.S. Senate blocked a procedural vote that would have allowed debate of a financial reform bill to open. Voting 57-41, Senate Democrats could not muster the 60 votes needed to overturn the threat of a filibuster and begin formal debate on the bill, which has become the Obama administration's top domestic priority. The legislation would be the country's most comprehensive regulatory reform since the Great Depression. Republican leaders say they support the overhaul of the financial system, but have problems with the specific proposals put forward by the majority party. Democratic Senator Chris Dodd likened the 2008 Wall Street meltdown to having your house robbed and said the problems that led to the crisis still exist.
Our house is still unlocked. And so today, we're just as vulnerable as we were 18 months ago. And what happened 18 months ago could happen again.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of trying to rush through the very complex legislation.
Government solutions to big, complex problems like this one are rarely as effective as they're made out to be, especially when they're rushed.
Both Republicans and Democrats agree on a need for reform, but Republicans say the Democrats' bill is a government overreach. The bill would form a consumer watchdog, bar banks from trading unrelated to clients, and devise a new process for dismantling troubled financial firms. Monday's setback for the reform bill is unlikely to be permanent. Lawmakers in both parties say they are close to agreement, and the Senate could take up the bill this week. I'm Irene Lagan.